Hi, this is Christina for Keck Online, and today we are interviewing Stefan Lutzig, who happens to be my brother, and visiting from Minneapolis in Vorarlberg. Hi, Stefan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
You look a little tired.
I am. Too much fun in Vorarlberg.
Too much fun in Vorarlberg. We went biking around the Bodensee today. Stefan is going to tell us a little bit about his job and how he got into the painting business. He's a painter, business owner of a painting company in Minneapolis. First of all, tell us a little bit about how you got into it.
Started painting when I was in college. Fell in love with it. Worked mainly on exteriors, and after a while started working on interiors of homes and small commercial businesses. About 6 years ago, I decided to start my own company and went on from there.
Good. So. What about the going from exterior to interior? We have at Keck, we've done three of our conference rooms in what some might call a wild style. lots of different colors. Nothing is white except for the ceiling. But this is not just your signature. This is something that is quite popular in America, and that is to bring in lots of color into rooms. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. Well, we started working on interiors because it's nice. You don't have to, it's not weather dependent, so you can work every day without having to work the fear of losing money. We work mainly on remodeled homes that are being worked, that are getting a facelift, so to speak. And with that comes, the homeowners tend to be a little bit more adventurous than, and custom building. So we started talking to them about doing maybe more colors and bringing the colors from outside of your home that you see in nature and so on and so forth inside the home, and changing the atmosphere of the house instead of having just white walls or all tan walls or all yellow walls, to actually provide a ambiance that mimics what they see and feel when they're outside of the home.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever do any white jobs?
Very rarely. Every once in a while we do, but but for the most part we do all colors, always colors. And I'm a firm believer that if you were to walk outside, you don't see just one color. I mean, today is a beautiful day. You know, as we were riding around, you see multiple colors everywhere you look, greens, and even you take a small square inch of grass and you examine that, and that has, it's not just green, it's green and yellow, and you've got dark brown and blacks and grays, and you know, if you examine that carefully, and that creates our entire world. And you have the sky, and you have, you know, the lakes, and mm-hmm. you know, everything else mm-hmm. that you know, it's so beautiful. Why keep it only outside?
Yeah, I know. Walking into one of the homes that you did, you're not hit directly by the variety of colors. You sit down in one room, and it's not until you really look where you think, oh my gosh, there's a red wall, then there's a blue wall, then there's a brown wall, and then there's a green wall. And sometimes you even create patterns, like checkered patterns. I love the entryway to your house, for example. Yeah. This is more recognizable, yeah?
Right.
But when you are sitting in the house and it's completely open, you have complete open space, you notice, oh my gosh, he's got probably 12 or 13 different colors in this one perspective.
Right.
And it's exciting because it obviously harmonizes, because it doesn't jump at you when you walk in the house.
No, it's visually stimulating, but yet at the same time, it's very simple. You got to remember, you don't see, your head isn't, your vision isn't 360 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight ahead at all times. And so if you should turn, and you look to your left and that wall happens to be a different color than the one that's you're facing right in front of you, it doesn't matter. It stimulates your mind, but in a simple and easy way. It doesn't need, it's not, it's not obtuse or whatnot, so.
This is not something that you've noticed in homes around here.
No, everything's the same here. Everything is wood and white.
Wood and white. Well, sometimes the shutters outside of the
And
house are
sometimes the
different
shutters are different
colors.
colors. Although I will say, like when we were in Kufstein, they had beautiful colors, and Lindau as well has beautiful colors on the walls and on the exteriors,
On
and
the
yeah,
exteriors.
and Feldkirch. Why you wouldn't replicate that on the interior of the house doesn't make any sense to me. I just think it's more of a
Well, then
we're just used to it,
you have
and
a growing market
so
then. And you were saying you didn't want to get on the plane tomorrow, so
That's right.
your job though is not just then going into the houses and painting. You're more consultant. And I
Right.
know that you have also leaned towards interior design. So
Right.
it's not just about painting the walls and the colors, but also replicating, you did for our parents' bathroom, for example, grass in glass, for example, or the you took tiles, different mosaics of tiles that harmonize with the colors in the bathroom, and you made a splash. Was it called the splash wall or
Yeah, it's a backsplash,
a
yeah, but
backsplash?
represented as though you splashed water on the wall and watched it run down, but there was all different color tiles that harmonized, that
And
were all
you've
earth
been
tone, yeah.
doing things like fireplaces have now been colored, and you've been doing floors as well.
Yeah, we designed tile floors and designed cabinets and yeah,
So that
tile.
everything really kind of is composed not just of the colors, but also the textures from the
Textures,
different
yep, you have
surfaces.
textures and yep, exactly. So,
I think you were talking up to us about a project, and you have some pictures, which I hope to still get from you. Pictures of a project that you did where the woman had artwork, and you consulted with her about the colors only based on the art that she had already had. All of her walls were white, yeah,
right.
and you went in, took a look at the paintings, and said, okay, we need to do this wall in, I don't know, tan, the other one in a blue. You had white stucco ceiling.
Right. Yeah, what we did was the homeowner liked to collect a lot of art. She had framed some art that her kids made, and that was the focal point on the fireplace mantle. Above the fireplace mantle was her children's art, which was really neat. The whole house was built, well, the house was built in the early 1900s. It was very, very beautiful, except for everything was white and just stark and no definition. They had beautiful ceilings that had great plaster work done on them, something that you don't see in Minneapolis at all. It's something that you'd see like in Versailles and
Or Italy.
or Italy, or something of that nature. And so, but that was all white and just disappeared with the rest of the ceiling. You barely even noticed it was there. So we chose to paint the ceiling a very, very light blue. Painted all the trim, including the plaster work on the ceiling, a cream color, and then we focused on the walls to bring out pieces of color from the artwork that she had on her walls that she wanted to really, make them stand out. So we either did a extreme contrast. One color was one of the pieces of art was a ombre orange, dark orange going into a yellow, and so we decided to make a very stark contrast wall so that that piece stands out. And we used
Wouldn't white be a stark contrast to
no, yeah, no,
that?
surprisingly not. We used a dark brown, and then
But really, like chocolate brown, right?
yeah, in fact, the color was called French Press, so if you can imagine what that looks like. And then the focal point on the for the fireplace her kids' artwork, you had grays, and then she had white matting. So everything just kind of, you just had these
Blended.
blended in, yeah, and it disappeared. So we actually took a gray color from the piece of artwork and put it on the wall, and then the white matting made it stand out. And so you have this nice contrast, and you can actually focus your eye on the artwork. So, and it's very
It
subtle, no
looks
one knows.
fantastic.
So,
It really
thanks.
does. And it's funny because when we painted our rooms, we also told all of our trainers what we were going to do based on your consultation, and they all thought, "What? What are we going to do?" And we love it. I think it's very fun. It's very creative.
It should create stimulation and instead of drab, gotta come here again. You know, it should make your
Exactly.
mind flow and juices go. So,
Okay. Well, maybe now we've done some free advertising for you, and you can come back on your
yeah.
next trip
Well,
because of a project.
what was our motto again that we always get?
Oh
Terrible,
yeah.
terrible German speaking, but
The
great
work is
painting.
outstanding.
Yeah.
Also, mein Deutsch ist schlecht, aber meine Arbeit ist die Hammer.
There you go. So
Okay.
that's what we'll work on it.
Okay, thanks.
So,
Ciao.
bye.
That's funny.